Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Breezy's mom normally listens to the show religiously, and I hope this is one of the rare occasions where she's not, because she's going to be so, so disappointed in you.
Oh my gosh. Let's get into it. Because okay. I'm red in the face. I'm shaking.
Yes, as you should. As you should. I can't believe how savage you are for a move that you pulled earlier this morning.
You are literally
on one
insane.
Of our beloved coworkers.
You're literally insane.
Maybe the most beloved coworker in this building.
Let's get into it, shall we?
This morning,
I walked in completely and utterly dumbfounded because my chair in the studio was missing.
Just MIA. Now, okay. I feel you on that. That happens here. Chairs here are like pens. They just poof, they're gone.
I'm going to get a padlock
tomorrow.
You're going
to chain it?
Yeah. Yes. And I was panicking, truly, truly, truly panicking, Corey. I was doing laps around the office.
Well,
I was sweating.
Okay. I think it's important to point out that there are other chairs available. There's literally one right next to where you sit that I'm looking at right now that
old and crusty and has cobwebs on it. Okay.
It's not as comfortable as the one you have. I complained. I'm going to take credit for this. I complained for months about my chair, and I got us comfortable, nice new chairs, which are fantastic. And I do love them.
Thank you. I'm so blessed to have a co-host like you.
I know. It must be nice to work with your hero every day.
So I was panicking, thinking about the fact that I was going to have to stand for 4 hours, because I would rather stand and have my knees buckle than sit in this whatever chair this is from the 80s or the 70s, one of the other dozens of chairs
in the building.
Fossil this is.
But you went on a hunt.
On a scavenger hunt, if you will. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know this, now you know. There's 5 different other studios in our building here.
Yep, 5 of the radio stations. We're at 5 radio stations in total in our building. Yes.
So, Jeremy over at WBEE saw me walking around aimlessly, sweating and screaming and crying.
Yeah.
I looked like a lost puppy, if you will, and he. He reached his head over and was like, "Breeze, are you lost?" And I said, "No, Jeremy, I'm not lost, but my chair is." And that's when it all happened, Corey. Mm-hmm. Terry Clifford.
Oh.
A queen, if you will. A Rochester legend.
The nicest person on the freaking planet.
The sweetest human.
Everyone's grandma.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. She is, I would say mom. She's not that old, Corey. Let's give Terry some credit here, okay?
Everyone's mom, sure.
She is the sweetest, kindest lady. If you don't know her, you should know her, okay? She goes, she's in a chair, and she goes, "Wait, this chair?"
Mm-hmm.
I go, "That's it, Terry. That's it." She goes, "Oh my gosh, I put into management that I need a new chair, and they hand-delivered me one within seconds."
So let's pause right now. Let's pause where we're at, and let's play a little choose-your-own-adventure, if you will. And you can play along on what you would have done. And this is going to tie in with probably how you're going to vote for Savage or Sensible. If you want to jump in, call PXY Safe text line at 69822. At this point, you have identified where your chair is gone. It is being occupied by, again, one of the most beloved people in this building. One of the most beloved people in this entire town.
Sure.
At this point, Breezy had a decision to make. Now, she could have said, "Oh, you know what? Don't worry about it. You deserve that comfortable chair. I know you've had knee replacements. You're half bionic, basically. The last thing I want is you suffering in a uncomfortable chair." And look, I'm young. I'm spry. I do CrossFit. I mean, I can certainly handle any of the other chairs in this building, and I'm not going to potentially become injured by it. You just have that chair. That is option one. That is not the option that you took, Breezy. Instead, you ripped your chair away.
You are so dramatic.
Savagery.
Ripped it away.
I did not. You act like I pushed her out,
basically,
threw her to the ground.
Yep.
No. Terry was just as upset as I was because we were all hoodwinked by upper management.
Oh, this is upper management's problem?
So she put in for a new chair, and whoever, I think I have a sneaky suspicion of who this was. And we are going to call her later on in the show.
Okay.
I have a sneaky suspicion of who could have possibly pulled this savage move. And we're both really upset about it. We both agreed, Terry and I said, that is not right. Mm-hmm. That is wrong. Sure. Well, and it's not like Terry didn't have another chair. She's been here for, what'd you say, 40 years? She obviously has a chair.
But obviously it wasn't comfortable enough.
She has her own bench, for crying out loud, in the
lobby. Want her to drag the bench into the studio?
I would have snatched the bench, mm-hmm. which is a CrossFit term.
There, of the two of you, there's one person who has a right to be the most angry in this scenario. Spoiler, it's not you. She's just the nicest person ever. Again, that speaks to how nice she is, that she wouldn't be like, come on, really? Like, this is the reason why people are like, ugh, kids have no respect these days.
This is you?
Savage and disrespectful.
This is my chair. Mm. We just took a harassment training. This is bullying. I'm telling you, it's not bullying. It's my chair.
Club PXY Safe text line 67822 already coming in. Savage. She's as kind as you say, and she is a motherly saint. Just let her keep it. Don't blame this on upper management, Breezy. I concur 100% with that text.
Well, the one right below it, sensible. Why would you take Breezy's chair?
Because Terry needed it. She's been here longer.
But Terry had a chair.
You're the new kid on the block, Breeze. It's called paying your dues.
I get it. I've only been on the morning show for 3 months, 4 months actually. Yeah. But I've been working in this office for 2.5 years.
Terry's been on the radio here in Rochester longer than you've been literally alive. So how about we just show some respect?
So rattled right now.
If Steve Houseman had not retired and this happened to me, I would have let him have my chair without a doubt. Would not have even questioned.
This is ridiculous. First of all, I'm from here moving forward, I'm getting a padlock and I'm tying the chair to the actual desk. Mm-hmm. It's not going anywhere because there's a bunch of savages around this office, chair savages, if you will.
Yeah, there is a chair savage. I'm looking at him right now. It's you. Today's savage or sensible, refusing to give your more comfortable chair to an older, well-respected coworker. If you want to jump in, again, I know that there's some people jumping in already. There's also a poll up at 98pxy.com.
I feel like the fact that it's Terry Clifford really is going to work against me because a lot of people love Terry Clifford.
Yeah, she's the best.
She is the best.
It should work against you because she's the reason why you should have been like, no, have it. If she was like a terrible mean person, then fine, whatever, but she's the nicest.
This has nothing to do with Terry and more with the fact that someone who wasn't Terry or myself stole the chair.
No, Seabreeze, you were set in a not ideal predicament, I'll give you that, but you had a decision to make and you chose wrong. But we'll see.
Most things in my life, so
we'll see what people have to say. Let's grab this. 222-9800. Christina from Waterloo, savage or sensible, refusing to give your more comfortable chair to an older, well-respected coworker. Again, Breezy, okay. stealing away this chair from Terry Clifford, of all people.
Correct.
Yeah.
You are being so dramatic.
First
of all, she didn't refuse to give her chair up. She was not asked to give it up. Somebody took it from her, and she went looking for it and then took it back.
Yeah, from the nicest lady on the planet, who, by the way, needed the new chair because her chair was causing her health issues.
But did she ask for that chair or did she ask for the stool?
But let's be honest here, because Terry didn't know any of this was going down.
She is completely innocent in all of this. Breezy. Not so
much. Breezy.
No. Yeah, I didn't know any of this was happening either.
Look, it's not a great predicament to be in. Would I be annoyed if I were you? Sure. But I would also happily sacrifice for a legend in Rochester like Terry Clifford.
Yes, if somebody came to me and approached me and said, hey, look, Terry's having some issues.
Right.
Your chair would suit her better. Would you mind?
I would have
That's
no problem
story.
With that. I was never asked. I didn't know the circumstances of the situation. I had no idea that it was like a health issue.
Sure.
Fine. I literally just came in, saw my chair was missing, and I went to go look for it.
Yep,
and
you said,
no
Terry,
idea.
Get your ass up. I'm taking that chair.
I never said that. I literally never said that.
You are so dramatic. I love you.
Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
We have a poll up if you want to vote there at 98pxy.com. But we need to get more of this story.
And we sure do.
And she's been waiting on hold. The person that kind of put all this in motion. Lindsay. Hi, Lindsay.
Oh, God. What did I do now, Breezy?
You sneaky little snake. Did you or did you not take my chair from the studio and give it to the bee?
Oh.
Lindsay?
Oh.
Lindsay?
Right.
Now, Lindsay, let's hear your side of the story here. How did this play out?
Okay. First of all, you really don't need to get this mad. There is a perfectly good explanation for this, okay?
Okay, sure, let's hear it.
Okay.
So I got a call from Terry Clifford, who, by the way, is a legend.
Oh, don't worry. Well, we've been singing her praises.
I don't know if you know that. Like, she is like,
she's a queen.
She's been doing this since before you were born, Breezy.
Oh, my God.
I've made all these points already, Lindsay. Don't worry.
And she needed a new chair because the chair she was sitting in was actually, like, hurting her back.
Oh, this is a health issue.
Yes, this is a health issue, and I needed to take care of her because, as you know, it's Terry Clifford.
Right, yes.
She's a legend.
Now, if this was a coworker that maybe was less well-liked, perhaps this would not have been the path you had taken. But so far, completely understand. You know, when it comes down to it, sacrifices needed to be made.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just taking care of Terry and throwing Breeze to the wayside, feeding her to the wolves, if you will.
I mean, Breezy, paying your dues. You're the new person on the block. You've been around for a second here, and well, like Lindsay just mentioned, Terry's been on the radio longer than you've been alive. So there's a certain benefit that comes with seniority, and that benefit is certainly amplified if you are very well liked. Not saying you're not well-liked, but you're new.
Lindsay, so, were you going to tell me about the chair? Or were you just going to let me come in all flabbergasted like I did this morning?
So, admittedly, I am a very busy woman, as you know.
Sure.
I have a lot of roles in this company, and it is also, like, October, so, you know, the haunted hayrides are going on.
A lot going on. And you're a problem.
Plug the hayrides right now.
And you're a problem solver. You were looking to find a way to solve a problem. I'm sure you just thought, Breezy's young. She can use any chair. It's not going to injure her or harm her health in any way like it may for Terry.
So I told Terry, I brought it over to her, and I said, this is your new chair. And admittedly, I did get sidetracked, and I was supposed to tell you, and I didn't, and for that, I apologize.
What about the chair? There's still a missing chair!
So I want to bring this text up, Lindsay, because, again, we're doing this for today's Savvy or Sensible. This text is saying, wait, did Breezy buy the chair, or did the company... Because it's not really your chair, Breeze. It's the company's chair. If you would like to go and purchase a chair with your own money... That's a different story.
This is not real.
Babe. You do not have to buy a chair because you know why.
Why, Lindsay?
We bought you another studio chair. We were going to surprise you with it. And you kind of have now ruined the surprise.
Well, Lindsay, this is the part of the story that you don't know. Breezy took the chair back from Terry.
Oh, my God. Breezy.
And that's why we're talking about this. And that's why I'm calling Breezy a savage this morning.
Sensible.
Are you kidding me?
Nope. Dead serious.
Nope.
Breezy, you took a staple in Rochester's chair from her?
Yeah. I mean, what are you going to do next? Too. Like, besmirch the name of the garbage plate? Like,
this.
Oh, my God.
You know what? I was having spinal issues as well, okay?
Oh, shut up. Lies. Oh, Breezy's bullface lie.
Literally, we just spent hundreds of dollars on a new chair to surprise you with. Probably a better chair than what Corey has right now.
Yeah, okay. So I have a thought here then, Lindsay. You know what you should do is when you get in today, roll that chair right on over to the B studio and give that to Terry Clifford because that's now Terry Clifford's chair. Breezy has lost the right... at having a new, even more comfortable chair. Look at what you missed out on, Breeze. This is karma at its finest.
You know what I am going to do?
What's that?
I think I'm going to take when the chair comes in, Corey, I think I'm going to give it to you.
Oh, you know what?
What?
Wow.
What?
I think I'm going to give it to you, and then I'm going to give maybe Breezy, I don't know, just a different chair that...
Should we just give Breezy... No. I have an idea. Let's give Breezy a pile of cinder blocks to sit on. I think that...
Yeah.
I think that's what she deserves.
I am literally the redheaded stepchild of Entercom.
Yep.
I can't.
Only fair.
Wow.
Lindsay, this text coming through, a Clip BXY Safe text line. Maybe Breezy should take a seat from a pregnant woman on a bus while she's at it.
Sounds
like something you would do.
That's what you would do. That is so what you would do.
Absolutely.
I am now mad at you.
You
I am too. So mad at you.
So Lindsay, I mean, I don't really need to ask this question, but I'm going to. Savage or sensible that Breezy took back that chair?
Complete and utter. Mm-hmm. David.
All right, we're done with Lindsay. Have a good day, Lindsay. See you later.
Thanks for giving us the full story here. Much appreciated.
We'll talk later.
Okay, bye-bye.
No, we won't.
Deleting your number?
Nope, blocking your number as we speak.
Wow. Okay.
Well, all right, I have some words.
A lot of text coming through, Club VXY Safe text
line. Wow.
I do want to point this out.
A lot of people are passionate about this.
Yes, apparently. Who knew? A chair.
And can I just say on the record here right now, I had no idea that this was a health issue.
Yes, okay.
Like,
yes.
At all.
I will get your back on that. You did not.
Like, I didn't know that Terry had back problems or anything like that.
Yes. So
I just thought that the chair was missing and someone took it. So I guess it goes a lot deeper than this. So sorry to everyone involved. I, in the sense of savage or sensible, with the information that I was given at the start of today's show, I say sensible. If I knew that Terry had health issues, I would say savage. Okay? Okay. Thank you. Next.
It's gonna be fine.
All right.
Do you want to wheel that chair on over and give it to
her? I am. You should take a video of it.
Okay. We can do that. Do we need to go to the poll?
No, we don't need to go to the poll.
No?
Yeah.
There's enough comments and backlash.
Again, I do want to point out that Breezy is correct. She had no knowledge of this being a health issue. Okay?
Okay. All right.
So calm down.
Everyone needs to just take it down three notches and stop with the hate mail. Okay? Thanks. So,
be a little more sensible.
Got a topic for Team PXY Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the Savage scale.
More Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98pxy.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.